Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Chale Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So at the end of the previous Mishnah, we learned that the Chameshes Mini Dagon are Mechuyiv and Maisres and Chale, but Elu, here are the things, that are Chayav and Bechale, they may be Mechuyiv and Chale, but a Peturim and a Maisres, they're Potter and Maisres. Haleket v'hashikcha v'hapeya. Leket, of course, is if you drop one piece of tefillah or two as you're cutting it, you have to leave it for the poor people. Three you can keep. Shikcha is if you forgot a chelik of the tefillah that was still connected or a bundle of tefillah, one or two you're supposed to leave there for the poor people. Peya is what you leave at the edge of the field. When the poor people take their leket, shikcha, and peya, they are potter to separate trumas imaisis from it. When it comes to maisis, the pasuk says, Yibah Levi ki ein loy chelik v'nachle imach. He has no chelik or nachle with you. That's why they get maiser, but only from things that the Levi has no chelik v'nachle, together with the Yisrael, because they didn't get a separate inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. But with the tefuah of leket shikcha and peya, which is hefker for the aniyim, there's no chelik between Yisraelim and Leviim. All aniyim can take leket shikcha peya, whether Yisrael or a Levi. No one says, Levi, you can't take. Yisrael, no one says that. So therefore, there's no chi of maestris from it. Maestris is only from things that grow in your field, where the Levi doesn't get a nachla, like the field that you have. Now, even though leket shikcha peya are potter on maestris, but they're mechuyev in chala. We'll soon see why. So if a poor person will go out and collect some leket, and he now makes a dough from this tefuah, he has to separate chala from it. So again, let's start the Mishnah again. Mishnah Gimel. Elu, here are the things that are chayavim b'chala, but b'turim and amaisus, they're patra amaisus. Haleket, v'shikcha, v'peya, they're hefker. They're left for the poor people. V'hefker. In other words, tefuah that grows in a field that's ownerless, or let's say the bialim were mafker it before the chi of maisus went into effect. The chi of maisus goes into effect when you round out like the little heap of tefuah, a little mountain of tefuah. So if you made it hefka before that, whoever is zoicha in it does not have to give maestris. It's the same reason that we explained by leket shikcha and peya. Chi of maestris is only by things that Leviim have no chelik in it. But if it's hefker and anyone can take it, the Levi can take it like the Yisrael can take it. And therefore it's pater mi maestris. But here too, although it's pater on maestris, it's mechuyev and chala. If a person is zoicha in tefuah from hefker and he makes a dough out of it, you have to separate chala. How do we know that it's still Mechuyev and Chala? So take a look at the Melech HaShloim over here. He explains, actually, Yerushalmi, this is how he explains it. It's very interesting. Yeshua comes into Eretz Yisrael with the Yidden, so it took them 14 years to both invade and divide the land. During that time, technically, everything was Hefker, because it wasn't divided yet. Who gets what? And the Torah says clearly, as soon as you come into the land, you're ready Mechuyev and Chala. The Pasuk says, Dabrul b'nei Yisrael v'yamartu lehim b'vayachem el ha'aretz, ha'shani mevi eschem shama. That's when the Chiyuv Chala starts. So you see, the Torah says the Chiyuv Chala starts even when things are Hefker. Hefker is a reason that it's Pater on Maisris. It's not a reason that it's Pater on Chala. Vayitrus HaKamishna, the list continues of things that are Mechuyuv and Chala and Pater on Maisris. U'maisarishayin she'nitla trumasai. So what does this mean? All right, let's go back to the Seder of how things have to be done. I have Tefuah. The first thing I have to do is separate Truma Gedayel and give it to a Kayin. Then I separate Maaser Rishon, I give it to a Levi. Then if it's a Maaser Sheni year, I separate Maaser Sheni. Who do I give the Maaser Sheni to? So we learned in Masechtas Maaser Sheni. You don't give it to anybody, give it to yourself. But you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Other choices to redeem it for money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then purchase things with Kedushas Maaser Sheni. If it's not a Maaser Sheni year, instead of Maaser Sheni, the second Maaser is Maaser Ani, I give it to the poor person. When I give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi has to take off Trumas Maaser and give it to the Kayin. So there's the original Truma, that I, the owner of the field, that I give to the Kayin. And then there's Trumas Maaser that the Levi takes from the Maaser and gives to the Kayin. Now here's the problem. Because whenever you can have an order, someone is going to do the opposite. Someone's not going to follow instructions, and the Mishnah has to tell us what to do then. I'm the owner of the field, and I skipped step one. I didn't give Truma Gedayla to the Kayin. I gave the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi took off Truma's Maaser and gave it to the Kayin, but no one ever took the original Truma and gave it to the Kayin. Now, let's say I'm the owner of the field. How did I do this? How did I skip Truma Gedayla? And the answer is, I separated my Maaser Rishon before I finished working with the grain, before there was actually a chiyuv to give Truma Gedolah. If I already finished working with the grain, and I gave the Levi the Maaser Rishon without first giving the Kayan the Truma, then the Levi would have to take off Truma Gedolah before he can eat it. The Levi would have to take off Truma Gedolah, give it to the Kayan, and then the Truma's Maaser. What happened here was, the grain wasn't finished yet. I wasn't mechuyev to give Truma Gedolah yet. But I already gave away the Maaser. And the Levi took off Truma's Maaser. But no one ever took Truma Gedolah. Okay, so I didn't finish working with my field yet. I gave the Levi the Maaser. And the Levi finishes it off. The Levi does not have to give Truma Gedolah. So you know what our Mishnah means when our Mishnah says, U'maaser Rishon Shnitl Truma. See, the Mishnah means that the Levi does not have to give Truma Gedolah. But if he makes a dough, it's Mechuyev and Challah. And again, we're talking about a case where the original owner gave the Levi the Maaser before he finished his Tvua, before he had a Chiyev to give Truma Gedolah. That's when the Levi doesn't have to give the Truma Gedolah, but again, has to give Challah. Okay, the list continues. Things that are Chayev and Challah, but Potter and Maaser. U'maaser Sheini v'Hegdish Shenivdu. So here too, again, we have to explain what the Mishnah is talking about. You can't just touch the words. First, U'maaser Sheini. We said before there's an order. I grow Tvua, I finish off the Tvua, they're piled nicely, that's called Miruach. Round, they're nice piles, I'm all finished now, I'm supposed to give the Truma Gedolah to the Kayan, Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and during a Maaser Sheini year, separate Maaser for a second time, and that's Maaser Sheini. Maaser Sheini I bring to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or I redeem it for money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and buy things according to the Halachis of Maaser Sheini. What happened over here is, before even I finished off the Tvua, so there was no Chiyuv of Truma yet, no Chiyuv of Maaser yet, I separated Maaser Sheini. I separated my Maaser Sheini before the Chiyuv of Truma and Maaser was clicked into place. Now I finish off the Tvua. Oh, so now the Truma and Maaser should click into place, right? It doesn't. The Chiyuv of Truma and Maaser doesn't click into place. Because I separated Maaser Sheini first, technically, it's in the hands of Hegdish. Maaser Sheini is a kind of Hegdish, according to this Shita. So even though I'm finishing off the Tvua afterwards, but it's not mine, it belongs to Maaser Sheini. And therefore, the Chiyuv of Truma and Maaser never clicks into place. Now, suppose afterwards I redeem it, because you could redeem Maaser Sheini. And now I take this dough, and I stop pouring in water. Stop. Now the Chiyuv Challah clicks into place, and it no longer belongs to Maaser Sheini. So under these circumstances, I'm Pater on Maaseris, but I'm Mechuyev and Challah. Same is true for the Hegdish Shenivdu. Basically the same case. It's just that instead of Maaser Sheini, he was Magdish. Again, what happened? I took my Tvua and I said, it belongs to Hegdish. I'm Magdish. Very nice. Except that he was Magdish before it was finished, before he had it piled up. So it was in the hands of Hegdish, and Hegdish finished it off. Hegdish finished off processing the Tvua. Afterwards, he redeemed the Tvua, took it back from Hegdish. I gave Hegdish money, took back my Tvua. But because when it was finished, it was in the hands of Hegdish, there's no Chiyuv on Maaseris. Now, I take some flour and water and I make a dough. Stop! You have to be Mafresh Challah. I don't have to give Maaser. That's because when did the Chiyuv of Maaser click into place? When you finished processing the Tvua. That Hegdish did. When does the Chiyuv of Challah click into place? Well, I guess when I make the dough. Then it was already in your hands. And that's why there's a Chiyuv Challah. Weiter, the list continues. Potter and Maaser, but Chayiv and Challah, Umoiser Ha'omer. We cut barley for the purpose of the carbon omer, but there are extra here. Now, the reason there's extra explains about tenura. You'll always have extra, because they would cut 3 sa' of barley. When did they cut it? Matzah Yom Tov Harishon of Pesach. They would grind it and sift it 13 times until they were left actually with a tenth of what they originally had. And that's going to be so pure, that's the finest flour, that's going to be for the carbon. The Maaser Omer is what's left after you take out this tenth. So that's redeemed from Hegdish, and anyone can eat it. You don't have to take off Maaser, because at the time, again, it was Nigmra Malachta, it was in the hands of Hegdish. When the Chi of Maaser clicked into place, it was in the hands of Hegdish. But if you're going to make yourself a challah here, if you're going to need the dough after you redeemed it, you have to give challah. You have to separate challah, because now it's in your hands. When you make the dough, that's when the Chiyuv challah clicks into place, and then it was no longer in the hands of Hegdish. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, the list continues. Of where he's potter and meiser b'chayiv and chala, utfua shalehaviyah shlish. Here we're talking about tfua that was cut before it reached even a third of how much it normally would grow. So it's potter and meisers. That's learned from the pasuk, aser to aser, you have to give meisers, it's called tfua zarecha. It has to be tfua that grew enough so that you can replant it and more tfua can grow. If this was cut off before it even reached a third of its normal growing, you can't take this and plant it and have more tefuah growing. It just won't work. So if I have tefuah shalayaviyah shlish, I don't have to give maestras from it. Again, the Torah says by maestras tefuah zarecha, and here you can't plant it and have more tefuah out of this. On the other hand, the dough that I would make out of this tefuah shalayaviyah shlish that didn't grow a third yet is chayiv and chala. By chala, we learn exer shava lechem. Lechem, the word lechem by chala, the word lechem by matzah. And just like by matzah, anything that could possibly come to chametz, you can be yotze matzah. The same is true for chala. Anything that could become chametz, there's a chiyuv chala. And even though it didn't grow a third, even though you can't replant it and have more to grow, but it could become chametz, so you have your chiyuv chala. But here we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Raim Rabbi Eliezer says, tfuah shalayaviyah shlish, a tua that did not even have a third, pitura min achala, is pater an chala. Rabbi Eliezer dashes the pasuk. The pasuk says in regard to chala, ketrumas gairin kein terumu oisa, just like the truma on the threshing floor, that's how you separate chala. Well, truma, you don't separate from tua that didn't grow a third. Memela zok Rabbi Eliezer, same is true for chala, there's no mitzvah of chala, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So, in our Mishnah we learned the following. Is mechuyev in chala, but pater on maisrois. Leket shekhapeya, and stam is a hefker, if you're zeichet from hefker. Maiserishon shnitla trumasi, which means, I gave my maiser to the levi before I finished processing my tefuah. There was no chiyev truma yet. The levi does not have to give truma gedayla. He finishes it off. He now has to give trumas maiser, the truma from the maiser, but the original truma that I was supposed to give to the kayan does not have to be given, but he makes a dough, it's chayav v'chala. Maaser sheni and hegdish. That was redeemed. And what this means is, once again, what do you do with maaser sheni? You bring it to Yerushalayim, or you redeem it for money. When are you supposed to separate maaser sheni? After truma and after maaser rishon. What if he separates maaser sheni first? So, I didn't take off truma gedayla yet. I didn't take off maaser rishon yet, which has to go to the levi. So do it now. But again, that's only if he separated the Maaser Sheni after he finished processing the Tua, after it was really nicely piled. But let's say he separates Maaser Sheni before he finishes processing the Tua. It's not even finished yet. And he already says, okay, this is Maaser Sheni. So you no longer have to give Truma Gedayla or Maaser Rishon. Because now Maaser Sheni is like, it belongs to Hegdish. Even if he finishes processing the tool afterwards and piles it up nicely, it wasn't in his hands then. So the original chiyuv of truma and maaser does not click into place. Suppose he redeems this maaser sheni, which you can. He still doesn't have to give maaser. Still doesn't have to give truma. But if he redeems it after it was processed, there's no chiyuv maaser. But if at this time he starts making a dough, now it's ready back in your hands, then you are mechuyev in chala. And the same is true with hegdish. If he's magdish his tvua, before it was finished, there was no chiyuv maestras yet. Hegdish finished it off. So when the chiyuv maestras clicked into place, it belonged to Hegdish. There's no chiyuv maestras. Now he redeems it. It's in his hands. And he starts kneading a dough. Stop. You have to give chala. Because the chiyuv chala happens when you make the dough. And now it's back in your hands. So maaser sheni and hegdish and ivdu is another example of where you can be pater on maaser. But you're mechuyev in chala. Then we had moisera oimer. We explained that for the purpose of the carbon oimer, they would cut 3 sa, which is equal to an epha of barley. But they would keep sifting it and sifting it and sifting it. They sifted it 13 times till they got like a tenth, which was pure and fine for the carbon. What about the rest that was left over? That could be redeemed and eaten by anyone. So if I redeemed it and took it for myself, it's pater on maisers, because it was hegdish at the time it was nigrum malachdai. But now that I'm going to make a dough, it's mechuyev in chala. And the last item on the list, where we had a ptur in maisus, but a chiv in chala, is in regard to tfua, that did not even grow a third before it was cut off. Being that you can't replant it and have more tfua grow, because it was cut off too early, there's no chiv maisus. But as far as the chiv chala is concerned, anything that can become chametz has a chiv chala. Rabbi Eliezer disagreed. He said a tfua shalai hivya shlish is ptura min achala. If you cut it off before it grew a third, not only is there no chiv maisus, there also would not be a chiv chala. But the Batir told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.